Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk. My name's Ralph Williams. I'm your host tonight. My co-host with me, Bubba Brewer and Smoker Jim Frazier. Bubba, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Ralph. It's an honor to be back on, brother. How you doing, Smoking Jim?
And Smoking
Jim. Hey, man, good to hear you, Bubba.
All right, Smoking Jim Frazier, we'll start with you. Give us, give everybody your information.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook.
All right, Bubba.
Everybody can catch me, the Triple B Experience, on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. And you can email me at the TripleB77@official.com.
All right. We're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. We have 145 on board right now. We welcome you aboard here. I want to give everybody a programming note. Starting next Wednesday, we will be here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So remember to mark that down on your calendar. Call your friend, call your cousin, call your neighbor, call somebody. Get them here, 347-205-9631, and have them listening in to Wrestle Talk. The best national wrestling show in the nation is right here with the four of us. Mark Mancini will join us later on. We're sponsored tonight nationally by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, the South Florida Tribune, ASAP Sports, TGI Sports, and CRSMmedia.com. All right, folks, this segment is brought to you by Marta Heating and Air Conditioning, 724-201-0500. Call Marta Heating and Air Conditioning today. Look, it's wintertime. You need your furnace. Call them. They're the best at doing that. UV lighting. I know you probably need some on your property. Give them a call. Marta Heating and Air Conditioning, that number, 724-201-0500. Ask for Bill. You ought to call Marta today. All right. I have some general wrestling news. What I mean by that is this is news involving people who are not involved in a wrestling organization. All right. So, first, the group Sanity has returned. They are back together, and they are doing the – they are belonging right now. They are with Progressive Wrestling. So Sanity is back. They're with Progressive Wrestling right now. All right. Now, we all saw this coming, guys. Tammy Stitch has been convicted of running over some old guy with her car and causing a death. She pleaded guilty. She's getting 17 years in prison. All right, let's start with you, Bubba. This is really sad about Tammy Stitch.
She had many opportunities to clean up her life, and what she did getting behind the wheel when she had too much to drink cost that individual his life. So 17 years, no offense, I don't feel sorry for her, but hopefully she gets the help in jail, rehab, and stuff that she needs to get her mental stuff back on track. But it's probably hard to come back from a situation like that.
Oh, it is, and especially if you're a repeat offender. Smoker Jim, what are your thoughts on Tammy Stitch?
Man, that's sad, Ralph. You know, yeah, I just recently heard about that, and I tell you what, man, you know, that happens all the time. People think it's funny to drink and drive, but really, you can really kill somebody, and I tell you what, she'll get her life together in jail. But then she's still going to have to face some 17 years, man. And that's a tough way.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're moving on here. Our next segment, we're going to talk about TNA Impact, NWA, and the ROH. But first, I want to talk to you today about our sponsor for this segment, Fold and Travel Mobility. Are you handicapped? Are you disabled? I am. I'm in a wheelchair. I won't deny it. But get this. I was unhappy. Why? Because there were certain events I couldn't go to because I didn't have the appropriate equipment. I needed a folding power wheelchair, and I got one, and I have one now from Fold and Travel Mobility. Look, they're the professionals. They've been in business a long time. They will help you get a folding power wheelchair. Don't let your life be inconvenienced anymore if you're handicapped like I am and required to use a wheelchair. All right, 1-877-GOT FOLD. Call that number today. Look, they've got some great holiday specials going on right now. So get a hold of them. You might even get 50% off on a chair and some other discounts. All right. Also, FoldTravelMobility.com. If you want to chat with somebody and you don't like to pick up the phone, you're a little nervous, don't want to talk on the phone, okay, fine. You want to do it online, FoldTravelMobility.com. A professional will come on, talk with you, set you up with the right model that you need. And also, here's the key ingredient, guys. They have financing now. So you can finance your chair. You don't need to worry about, oh, man, am I going to have the money? You can finance it, okay? So give them a call today, 1-877-GOT-FOLD, or check out their website, Fulton Travel Mobility. Don't be sad. Be glad. All right. Okay, guys, TNA final resolution comes up December 9th. The matches, I'm going to name them off, and we'll talk about them. Zabra Jr. is going to be teaming up with, he makes his Impact debut. He's teaming up with Josh Alexander to go up against the Motor City Machine Guns. This pay-per-view, guys, I find kind of generic because they have the champions in tag team matches. They have Saban and they have, what's the other guy for the Motor City Machine Guns? Bubba, help me, please.
Saban and they're just so unimportant in my life. I forgot them.
I know what you're saying, buddy. But anyway, they're going up against Josh. He's the X Division champion, and Saban is the heavyweight champion, and they're going up against Josh Alexander and his Zach Sabre Jr. Trinity is going up and with teaming up with Jordan Grace. One of her enemies, and I guess this is another one of those Samoa Joe arrangements here. She's promised her a match if she teams up with her to go up against Deanna Petruzza and Giselle Shaw. So that's happening there. And then you have Rhino versus Moose. And you know what? That's not a bad match. I like Rhino, and I like Moose.
That's two animals.
Yeah, two animals going against each other there, guys. That's not a bad idea. Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel. Trey Miguel's not a bad wrestler. Neither is Mike Bailey. Media title, Tommy Dreamer. That's my man. Versus Deaner. Dreamer versus Deaner. How do you like that one, huh? There you go. All right. Jake something versus Jason Hawks, whoever that is. Sheldon Jean versus Frankie Kazarian. I had the privilege of meeting him once when he was in ROH. The Hard to Kill pay-per-view January 13th in Las Vegas. We'll start with you, Bubba. What's your thoughts on this?
Oh, not a very good pay-per-view. I would not spend my money on it. And it's terrible that you have to tag your champions up in tag matches. You know what I mean? Just have them defend their titles. And they lost some talent. They might be getting some new talent though eventually. But Tommy Dreamer, I thought he was just maybe booking. I don't know why he's still wrestling, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I have some news. I tell you what, more than just CM Punk later on. Oh, I got some other news about some guys, and I'm going to use the Tomlin way, guys. All right, got some guys. Right. So there we are. Smokey Jim, what's your thoughts on this card?
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines as Bubba, you know what I mean? Everything's pay-per-view now, and you really want to have a better product out there for your pay-per-view audience. But, it's something I wouldn't pay for.
Yeah, where's Bully Ray? I mean, you know, usually he's in these, you know, I don't know. All right, ROH, Wheeler Yuta has for the second time become the ROH Pure Champion, and Ronda Rousey, believe it or not, guys, Ronda Rousey has made a guest appearance on ROH in this last pay-per-view and may be signing a contract with ROH and AEW. All right, guys, what's your thoughts on this Ronda Rousey thing? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Well, you know I'm a fan. I think she's, she's blockbuster. Bubba and some others said in the past, and I agree that she's not a very good accomplished wrestler, and she can't probably wrestle long. But for some reason, man, she has the audience appeal, everywhere she goes, so that's a good thing.
Okay. 412-724-303 and 617 are the hotlines. 176 are listening. I want to thank everybody for being part of the program tonight, despite the fact that we changed the day this week and the time. And last week we were archived because of Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. I know I did. I had a few surprises that came up over the weekend. Smokey Jim knows what I'm talking about. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. All right, NWA, tonight's power. It will be Trevor Murdoch's teaming up with Paul Burchill. Oh, gosh, Paul Burchill, man, that's a blast from the past. I remember him. We'll be going up against Tom Latimer and a partner of his choosing. And Carson Drake versus Mims, who's the TV title champion. Really, that's all I have for NWA right now. No new news yet on their TV deal. I don't even know if they're even going to get it or it's going to happen. I haven't seen anything or heard of anything more about their TV deal. Like I said, it may not even go on. So, all right. Our next segment is the AEW Wrestling News, brought to you by Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. Call Sleep Pittsburgh today if you need a bed, mattress, or a frame, or if you need a lift chair, you need a futon or bunk beds. 8th Avenue in Homestead, right on the main avenue. Stop by in Homestead there. Sleep Pittsburgh, check out their selection. They also have no credit check financing, and you can also go online, sleeppittsburgh.com, and take care of all the business online or by phone. 412-462-7858. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. All right. AEW news, guys. We'll get started with that. We'll get some opinions here, and I got a whole lot of WWE stuff. Oh, my gosh. I hope I can get it all in this whole show here. That's how much I have. Ricky Starks sent flowers to CM Punk, and there's another rumor that Ricky Starks wants to leave AEW and go to the WWE. Now, here is what's happening, guys. You got guys, FTR may be the next to go with them. They were friends with CM Punk. CM Punk helped them get where they are in wrestling in AEW. And now that he's with the WWE, he's probably going to do some scouting and bring some of these guys over from AEW. Now, on the other hand, and I'll talk to you about this later on with my WWE news, on the other side. Now, here is, again, and I said this how many times on this program, guys, Bubba and Smoke and Jim, about the executive VP position at ROH, or I'm sorry, at AEW. QT Marshall, who was a EVP, is now leaving the company, and he's unhappy with Tony Khan. He's leaving the company. He is going to be coming to the WWE. I don't know if it's going to be under the same name. As of right now, he's going to be a manager. I don't know what's going to happen beyond that, but as of right now, he's going to be a manager. Once again, you got another EVP leaving the company, or stepping down because of Tony Khan. All right, Tony Khan wants these guys to be EVPs. He won't let them do their job now. Continental Championship Tournament continues. John Moxley, take a time off. Rumor has it he may be going back to the WWE. Not set. Has not been a timetable. Has not been said. Also, he has numerous injuries that he wants to sort of heal a little bit. Bryan Danielson headed up a secret committee to terminate CM Punk. How do you like this one? So, and I hear now that Bryan Danielson is an EVP. All right, too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Paul White is getting his knee scoped and will be out for a little while. He hurt himself in the double or nothing, or that last pay-per-view they had here. And so there we are with that as well. Juice Robinson is injured, and he'll be out for a little while. Guys, I know it's a lot to dissect. We'll start with you, Smoke and Jim. What's your thoughts on all this?
Man, it's tough. AEW is such a great product, man, and people love it. The fans turn out for it, man. I just hope they can get the things ironed out, man, with the management and what have you, man, because you know, I would hate for that product to go down.
Yeah, just like WCW, because it wasn't managed properly and everything else. Bubba, what do you think?
Well, AEW is a totally different product than the WWE with the style, because I believe Tony Khan wants a more hardcore Japanese approach with a not too much storyline-driven company. WWE is more story-driven. Marshall will probably go and maybe be a trainer, maybe in WWE, because he's a friend of Cody, because he does the training at the Rhodes Academy. And Ricky Starks, guys, is just a matter of time before he jumps ship, because he's a superstar, and the WWE would probably be fitting him a little better than AEW. Nothing wrong with AEW right now, but there's going to be a lot of them rolling out. Andrade is going to roll out probably, Aleister Black, FTR after their contract. Give him I know they just signed something, but you know, eventually they'll go. Everybody goes back.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. All right, this next segment, the WWE segment, is brought to you by P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Call them today, 412-965-6578. Let the professionals detail your car today. Check on their Facebook page, everyone, because you know why? There are some specials on there for not only just the holidays, but they also have some general specials that they have all the time. P6 Auto Detailing on Facebook. Check out their Facebook page. They're located in New Kensington. Give them a call today, 412-965-6578. Hey, makes a great gift for the holiday season. All right. Also, I want to talk to you today, and they're also the sponsor of this segment, Bon Journey, the Bon Jovi Journey tribute band in Western Pennsylvania. This Saturday, they're at the Lazy Chameleon Bar in Columbus, Powell, Ohio. Check them out, 8 p.m. start time this Saturday, so December 2nd, Lazy Chameleon Bar in Columbus and Powell, Ohio. December 16th, they're at the Big Bar in Erie. Not the small bar, the Big Bar in Erie on December 16th. And December 22nd, Jurgles in Warrendale, right on Brush Creek Road there. That's their home base, actually. 8 o'clock start time as well, Jurgles, December 22nd, right before Christmas. Hey, makes a great gift. Head on out to see Bon Jovi Journey play the best in Bon Jovi and Journey music. Okay, WWE, fellas, let's get started here. The return of CM Punk. Let's talk about that a little bit. Randy Orton as well. Both have come back, Randy from injury, CM Punk, 10-year hiatus. Now, you have wrestlers that are real concerned about their futures with the WWE. Seth Rollins, I hear now that CM Punk and Seth Rollins are going to start a feud. You saw the look on his face when he saw CM Punk. Drew McIntyre has walked out after Survivor Series. The locker room reaction, a lot of guys are getting ready to jump ship that don't like CM Punk. But you know what? Triple H did what Vince McMahon would do in this case, and that is he did it for the best for the business. And that's a simple fact, folks. It's best for the business, okay? And Vince McMahon is no longer calling the shots. He is still chairman, but Endeavor has Triple H and Nick Khan. I hear Shane McMahon's coming back or is back. I hear Stephanie McMahon's coming back. So it's going to be back into the hands of the McMahons, but Vince will have no say in anything at this point, from what I understand, as far as general operations. He has been confined to the headquarters. Endeavor is making sure of that. They don't want him doing anything else other than what he's doing now. And like I said, and I think also, Kenny King. I saw Kenny King doing commercials for the WWE, and he was doing some kind of commercial for a product. I think Kenny King, whose contract ran out a few months back with Impact, I think he's coming to the WWE. And it'd be nice. Kenny King's not a bad wrestler. I've seen him in Impact and ROH. And let me see here. Randy Orton has indicated that when he feels he's done with wrestling, he's going to become a coach or a manager. Asuka. I found out today Asuka was involved in a bad car accident right after Survivor Series. It is not known whether it's career-threatening, but they said it was a serious accident. So more news to follow. Also, rumors of WrestleMania 40, CM Punk versus Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, Gunther versus Roman Reigns. Those are the three at this point that are being rumored for WrestleMania 40. Raw's ratings, because of CM Punk and Randy Orton, were up 1.8 million viewers. They almost reached 2 million. And as I mentioned before, Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins also, as I mentioned, are not happy about CM Punk being here. And Dixie Carter, here you go, fellas. This is a blast from the past. Dixie Carter was backstage at Survivor Series. We all know what Dixie Carter is all about. She ruined TNA, Impact Wrestling. It had to get bought by Anthem Sports, and now they're trying to resurrect it or bring it back to what it once was, and they're not doing that great of a job, as we know. So anyway, all right, fellas, let's get started with all this here, and then we're going to talk about the Survivor Series pay-per-view immediately following Smoke and Jim. I'll get started with you first.
Wow, I tell you what, man, that's a whole lot. I don't even know where to get started, but I can just say this: WWE is best brand on the planet, most exciting. You know, when you can move the dial, just with CM Punk, the two million more viewers. I mean, there's almost every sports entertainment outlet would like to get 2 million, let alone an extra 2 million, man. And I don't know how the WWE does it. They got a, you know, sometimes they get a billion views. It's just incredible, man. Just keep it going.
Yeah, I know, guys. You heard me say this. If the WWE didn't sign CM Punk, I said the WWE was foolish. And I said they need to put their differences aside and bring CM Punk back, and they did. Bubba.
Well, we'll just see how CM Punk actually acts in the locker room. You never know. I think maybe he has changed because, realistically, guys, this is his last hurrah. If he can't do it in the WWE, where is he going to do it at? But actually, the last time was not his problem. It was the Young Bucks that started that situation, the Elite, I believe. I'm not a big CM Punk fan, but when he came out, you know, at the end there, the place blew the roof off the place. Now, poor Randy Orton. Randy looks like he's in the best shape of his career. They have a lot to do now. Now, it's the ride to WrestleMania. And like you said, Ralph, all these matches that can be the title matches for WrestleMania, they got some good storylines. And they always say that real-life conflicts creates money. So Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns don't like CM Punk. Hey, that brings money to the table.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the creative stuff they could create with all this? And I don't mean CM Punk just basically going after Seth Rollins, but they are going to create a storyline with that. When I got this information, I was told they are going to create a storyline with that. But right now,
CM Punk better get in shape, though. He better get in shape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right about that. I agree with you on that, Bubba. And I also want to say this, too. I think a lot of these wrestlers are jealous of CM Punk coming back. And also, they make CM Punk's a threat to their careers. I mean, you take a look at Drew McIntyre. Let's look at him. Let's take a look at Seth Rollins, how much they have fought to get where they are, and now all of a sudden you got CM Punk coming in here, and you know he's going to want it. So, you know, what do you guys think about what I'm saying here? I want to start with you, Smokin' Jim.
You nailed it right on the head with a lot of things you say, but, hey, man, they can do so many things. CM Punk is very popular. He's bringing the following. It's going to be controversy. And like you said, the big thing, and I think Bubba said it earlier, the big thing is storylines with the WWE. They like to tell stories, and this is going to be a great stuff. Yeah, I can't wait to see how this all plays out in the storyline.
Absolutely. And I believe, too, Smokey, Jim, and Bubba, I think Raw, and if CM Punk decides to sneak the SmackDown a little bit and cause some turmoil, I think it's going to work. This is really going to bring back some of the fans that may have drifted away from the WWE. I know a lot of fans are frustrated about this Roman Reigns thing with this championship belt. Endeavor is, and we've spoken about that many times on this program. I know I'm one of them. I mean, and then now all of a sudden here comes Logan Paul with the championship back, and he has an open challenge this Friday on SmackDown. How convenient that is. Okay. I said he's going to be a part-time. I don't want part-time champs. I want guys that are going to fight like Seth Rollins does every week on not only on the program but on the pay-per-views. Roman Reigns wasn't even involved in Survivor Series. He's not going to be involved in anything until WrestleMania, I'm hearing. And they might punish him because of his conduct with Nick Aldis, because Nick Aldis wants to make some changes, crack the whip, and have him fight a little more. And now he's just walked out, and they don't want to eat his contract, so they're just going to let him sit and pay him. And I think that's wrong. That's tying up a championship belt. That's unacceptable. So Bubba, your thoughts on this, some of this stuff?
Well, it's a lot of stuff. Like, we didn't even mention Cody Rhodes and all this. Like, poor Cody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now
Cody. Yeah. Exactly. Bubba. I'm sorry, I forgot about Cody.
No,
yeah,
that's okay. See, you forgot him too, because everybody's going to forget about him. But the thing is, though, everybody's going to be upset because CM Punk's coming in. They're going to give him everything he's got, Kirk Blanche, you know what I mean? But like I said before, he needs to get in shape because he hasn't wrestled. Even when he was in AEW, he wasn't looking good, and it wasn't the best matches that he put on. So I don't know if I would want to put my money in the casino on CM Punk. Drew McIntyre is a beast. I mean, I'd put money on Drew and Roman, and I'm just not a big CM Punk. I know he draws the meter and the ratings, and that's what they're looking for. But Cody Rhodes got to finish his story at WrestleMania, and CM Punk just deflected everything now, so no one knows what's going to happen now.
Yeah,
so.
that's another thing. You're right. And you know what? He didn't look good in AEW when he wrestled because he wasn't in shape, and you're right. He better get in shape because I'm going to tell you something right now. Remember the match between Goldberg and The Undertaker in Saudi Arabia a few years back? Remember that match?
Goldberg does not never need to wrestle again.
Oh, my gosh. That match was horrible. Goldberg didn't look like he was in any kind of shape at all, and he bumped his head or something and got a dart or something on his head, you know what I mean, or whatever he did. And, he didn't look good at all. This is the last couple of matches he didn't look good. So, I mean, you're right about that, and this could be another thing happening to CM Punk, and you're right. I hope he gets in shape. I hope he's ready, because I got to tell you what. And he wasn't ready for those MMA fights. Remember those MMA fights he had? He wasn't ready for those either. And that's horrible. So, you know, all right, let's go around a little bit here for a few minutes here. Guys, you got something you want to talk about? Smoke and Jim, we'll start with you.
I tell you what, man. You know, I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what's going on in the AEW with Big Joe. You know, the guy, every time I see him, man, you know, he's huge. You know, they're building a storyline, man. You know, he won't go for the championship until the champ is fully healthy and in his hometown, I believe. So I'm just looking forward to see what all happens with the championship in AEW.
How about, and MJF signed a new contract. He was threatening to go to the WWE at the end of his contract. He re-signed with AEW. Go ahead, Bubba.
He was probably just working it. He was working his contract, and that's all he was doing. He was out there telling, hey, I'm going to jump ship. He was working the deal. And really, I mean, AEW right now, to me, back in the day when it started, it was great to watch. It was a different product. But Tony just doesn't know how. He needs help. He can't be doing a lot of his product in the locker room or wherever he does it, because he's just so – he can't sign everybody. There's so much that he's going to have to trim off. You got to remember, he can't compete with the WWE, you know what I mean? It's apples to oranges, but it's a different product. Now, everybody is probably going to roll because Triple H now is running the show. And he got everybody back. He got Bruno back. He got the Ultimate Warrior back. He brought CM Punk back. Vince didn't bring these guys back. It was all Triple H. So Triple H has a good rapport with all the boys. So a lot of guys that aren't wrestling in WWE and are on AEW, they might slowly come back slowly because they're not happy because they haven't been used right. Miro hasn't been used right. Andrade hasn't been used right. It's
not
just ridiculous.
All.
That's what I mean. And then now he's got Edge as his toy. Edge should probably take the title off Christian because if you're a WWE guy, Tony's going to love you. He's going to pay you big money, and he's going to let you do whatever you want.
Yeah. And we haven't seen anything about Dolph Ziggler yet. He was supposed to make a debut, I think, with AEW.
When he's when his contract's up, he'll be somewhere. It's not up yet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He has to sit out. They have that clause in their contract. They have to sit out. But anyway, speaking of contracts and everything, I'm hearing Mercedes Moné is coming back to the WWE. The big question is, is she going to use her real name, or is she going to come back with Sasha Banks? What do you guys think about this? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
I think she'll come back as Sasha Banks. She should be allowed to, use her name coming back to the same brand. So she was very popular, very good wrestler. Fans loved her. She was sexy. So, welcome back to your name.
All right, the women's division's getting bigger and bigger in the WWE, guys. It looks like the AEW and ROH and all that, their women's division is starting to sink. I mean, Ronda Rousey will bring some fans in, but, what do you guys think about the women's divisions in both of these organizations here? We'll start with you, Bubba.
The WWE is way better in the ladies division than AEW. Now, if Sasha Banks goes back to the WWE, Trinity won't be far behind because they're friends. So she'll drop that title probably to go back on Impact, from Impact to go to WWE. Like I said, everybody goes back. They have Charlotte. They have that Damage Control right now is probably the best faction going today. Japanese wrestlers
absolutely
are good. I mean, Io Sky is something.
I tell you what, I underestimated her. I thought she was a follower. And I tell you what, man, she can wrestle. She's the leader, man. My question is, is there anything that they're going to do with Bayley? Is Bayley the odd person out, or do you think they're going to keep Bayley in, Smoking Jim?
How can you not? I don't know if she. I think it'd be. That's a great question because Bayley may leaving, because of the beef. But I tell you what, I hope they keep it together. I think that, Bayley is the one that, is the focal point of that faction.
She can talk,
guys.
That's why they're going to keep her, because she can talk.
Oh, yeah.
She's the only one that can talk.
Oh my gosh! Well, now it looks like Nakamura is going up against Cody Rhodes. We saw this on Monday Night Raw. He's sprayed mist in his face. That's looking like that's going to happen next Monday on Raw. We're going to see Drew McIntyre go up against Sami Zayn. Sami once again trying to be a peacemaker, trying to be a leader, and with it, Drew's on a crusade, and I don't blame him in some perspective. But what do you guys think of this, what has happened Monday night on Raw? We'll start with you, Bub.
Well, Drew McIntyre is going to steamroll over everybody. He doesn't care if people cheer him or whatever. People are going to cheer him because they like how he wrestles. He cut a promo. He doesn't care. You're going to like me because of who I am and what I'm about. And he just wants to get payback. Sami Zayn's just in his way. I hope he gets a shot to win the title and actually, defend it in arenas. He was keeping that company afloat during COVID, being a champ, and it's just right because he is a hell of a wrestler. So, I mean, Sami Zayn ain't got a prayer. And they don't use him too much now. He was the hottest thing about 4 months ago. Now he's as cold as a Klondike bar.
I like that, Bubba. Quote as a Klondike boy. Hey, that's almost as bad as what I said last night on Sports Corner. I says I got swampland in Florida with alligators in it for sale, if anybody's interested. So. All right, 345 people are listening, and I want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farms in Richmond, Ohio. Right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. Give them a call today, 740-346-5442. For the holidays, how about getting some meat or some beef from Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio? And also 740-632-2894 and their email at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. And check out their website at www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. And also check out their Facebook page. They have specials out there. They have package deals. They also are shipping. www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. And their package deals, the one that's the best is $95 for 20 pounds of ground beef. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I had raviolis, and I made meat sauce, and the meat I used was from Hillcrest Farm. So, the fresh hay grade beef, call them today. Once again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Get on our website, Hillcrest Farms Ohio, it's hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and they will ship to your house. Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio. All right. Okay, guys. We're going to talk about the Survivor Series. I thought the best match, and I sort of agree with a lot of guys that I've heard on some of the shows across the social media platforms. I think the best match was Miz and Gunther. What do you guys think, Smoke and Jim?
Yeah, anytime you got the Miz involved, brother, it's going to be the best match of the night. So, yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to see a rematch, I think, next week on Raw. I think we're going to see a rematch. So I hope that's the case. So we'll see what happens there with that. Will Gunther continue as the Intercontinental Champion? Will he go into Royal Rumble, win the Royal Rumble match, go to WrestleMania? We'll see what happens. There's a lot that could happen with Gunther. Go ahead, Bubba.
Well, that was the best match. I agree with Smoke and Jim. That was the one that I was pulling for the Miz. I mean, he gave it everything he had, and it just didn't. Like, I saw the interview after. He was still hurting from the chops. He was hurting from the power bomb. But I also want to say Io Sky in that garbage can spot was phenomenal. But, I mean, she took a boot from Charlotte, man. She got busted. You know, she got, you know, beat up pretty bad. Charlotte gave her the big boot, and there's a big, you know, her head black and blue. I mean, they took a beating, the girls. I mean, the guys' war games was okay. It was great to see, you know, Randy Orton finally coming out. Like I said, he looks like $1 million, and they had that meme where Ric Flair was the only wrestler in Evolution that wrestled, you know, in a couple years. Now that meme is obsolete because Orton wrestled, you know, this past weekend, and he looks like $1 million, and he's going to turn on everybody because you can't trust him. You know what I mean? He's going to take Jey Uso down to Bad Street, USA.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you got that right. I believe that to be the case. I thought the women's or the men's match, guys, which ones did you think of the War Games was the best match? We'll start with you, Smoke and Jim.
Oh, man, that's a good question. Ralph, who do you think was the best?
I think the women's match was the best. I really do. I think it was better than the men's match. How about you, Bubba?
I would say the ladies' match, and I believe they got, like, a huge ratings on that. But, I mean, the guy stuff, it was looking very bland until Randy Orton come in, and they did the everybody did that spot move that looked cool, and then when he RKO'd,
yeah.
That what's the JD off the top rope? That was a phenomenal move. So that move that he RKO'd and Io Sky with a garbage can was the two big moves of the night in my eyes. But it was like a bland Survivor Series, but it got like the best Survivor Series numbers of all time. It must be inflation or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be the case too. Plus another thing too, Bubba. Don't forget, AEW, you got to pay to watch their pay-per-views, at least with WWE. If you have Peacock on your cable system or you have it on your computer or whatever, you can watch it on your phone.
Well, I watch it all the time, but I was watching Collision from Pittsburgh and watching the Survivor Series at the same time.
I was surprised
that the Peterson Event Center was actually packed like it was. And I heard it was
a pretty good show. Yeah, it was. They said as far as the ratings went, they said the red TV ratings were poor, but they said the attendance was good. You know?
Yeah, I was surprised
Plus,
on
they
that.
Got Rampage, too, don't forget. They taped Rampage and Collision at the same time or whatever. So, you know, because it was a three-hour special. It was 2 hours.
Well, they had the main event for Collision was Eddie Kingston. And no offense, I mean, God bless Eddie, but it's not a main event match to compete against the Survivor Series, any matches. I wouldn't have had him as the main event.
No, Eddie Kingston, he's ROH champion or whatever he has now, you know. So I think he still has that belt. I haven't even followed him.
He does.
I know.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for long, though. They got that Continental Championship going on now, you know, with that thing going there. All right. Let's welcome aboard Mark Mancini. Mark, welcome back.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I've been hearing these things, taking the things. We're up past the 400 mark as we're picking up steam. And let me get to some of these comments. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Mass., regular listener, basically says CM Punk shirt they're selling on WWE shop. I've got a few of them, the white one and the yellow one. The one they have, I don't care for. Do you like it? I know it's the return of CM Punk, but what's your take on that? Start with you, Ralph, first. We'll give it over to Bubba, Smokin' Jim, and I'll comment on it.
Well, I could tell you what, right now, CM Punk, his stuff is probably going off the hook. They probably can't even keep up with it because of him being in the WWE, Mark. They're probably not even keeping up with the supply. And they better have a big enough supply, I got to tell you that.
Right.
It's better. And because if they don't, they're going to have egg on their face on that. That's a no brainer right there.
Bubba, what do you think? There's quite a few WWE CM Punk shirts out there previously. The white one, I remember the yellow one.
Yeah, the white
one. The best
more,
in the world.
The white one's iconic, but like Ralph said, they better keep them in print. I personally would never buy a CM Punk shirt, but I have a lot of my buddies, like Larry Stryker, is a huge CM Punk fan, so he'll be buying shirts. I am not, and my buddy Gary. There's a lot of buddies of mine that are CM Punk fans. I am not. I would never spend money on a CM Punk shirt, but I would buy WWE merchandise. I'd buy Drew McIntyre stuff before I'd buy CM Punk, but that's because I like Drew better than Punk, but that's just...
Yeah, hey, Smokin' Jim, any comment? Now we're getting flooded with some of these T-shirt guys. Oh, God.
Well, I agree with Ralph. I mean, Ralph nailed it with CM Punk.
Yeah,
let me get Lance from Pensacola, Florida, real fast.
Oh, boy.
He says, Cowboys... Yeah. The Cowboys are the team to beat. Everything sucks in Pittsburgh, including the Steelers. And he basically says the T-shirts, the McIntyre looks like Brock Lesnar. They all have the same thing. CM Punk sucks. I like Seth Rollins, and this show needs to have more Cowboy fans chime in. No, the Cowboys suck. More or less. Lance from Pensacola, and Ralph is right. I don't know how long the happy hour continues into Pensacola.
Oh,
it must start early in the morning.
Don't tell him not to go off a pier down at Pensacola because there's a lot of gators down there.
Yeah. I want to know if Tom Cruise is still porn, and are you still watching the movie Cocktail, Lance?
Oh, my. Jeez.
Let me get one more in. Albert coming in from Poway. Says, guys, I can't get enough of your show. I heard you guys are going on Wednesdays. Great time slot. Drive time for me out of San Diego. Keep up the good work. You guys rock. No one touches this. This is the bar. Wow, that's a good one. Albert out of Poway.
Absolutely.
I agree with
him. We got some great guys.
Hey, guys, if I can comment on that CM Punk deal. Running the board, I could hear a little bit of it. You guys were talking about the CM Punk maybe building up to Seth Rollins. what's going to be interesting here, guys, is we don't know if CM Punk's going to be a heel or a face, first of all. It looks like he could be a face or he could be a heel. Doesn't matter. But where does Seth Rollins figure in on this? Because he started to go against Jey Uso. We know Drew McIntyre has turned. We don't know what Bianca Belair is doing. We don't know what Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch are doing. We have no idea the Imperium. What's going on, guys, in the WWE as we start to go into the new year? Could we have some heel turns and face turns?
Let me talk to you, all right? Now, here first of all, they don't even know what they're doing with Jay Cargill yet. So I don't think the WWE has any idea. I think they're going to all sit around the table and roll dice and say, well, whatever, whoever has the highest number or flip a coin or something, they gotta figure something out now, because now they're too, what I call, overcrowded. They have more talent than they know what to do with. And it looks, that's the way it's looking right now. You know, Bub always talks about how overcrowded AEW is. WWE starting to get like that now. But now they have more quality talent, which, of course, you know, it's going to work in their favor. But what do you do with it? And then you got the Ham and Eggers. You don't know what to do with them. You know, you got the Tozawas of the world, who I thought was going to get cut. And now they brought back R-Truth. And God knows, they might bring back that 24/7 championship again, because R-Truth is back, and I hope they don't.
He's funny. He's funny, though, Ralph. He's entertaining. He's entertaining.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Bubba. It's not wrestling anymore. It's sports entertainment with WWE. I forgot about that.
Well, I will tell you, Smoke and Jim, the Hobbit, they got to do something. They got to get rid of the Hobbit. I don't even call him J.D. McDonough. I call him the Hobbit. And, you know, they got to get rid of the Hobbit. The Hobbit sucks. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't understand what this guy's role is. And I will tell you this, the Judgment Day is going to come to a close. I mean, I know you might be a big fan of him, but this thing has definitely run its course, man. It's garbage hour with these guys. I mean, it just really is. I don't know. I mean, Mysterio, and then you got Finn Balor, you know, and then you got the Hobbit. I just don't understand this whole thing. I don't know why Rhea Ripley just doesn't walk away and move on to greener pastures. You know, in life, sometimes in order to move up, you got to move on. Move up and move on, Rhea. Leave these guys. These guys are dead weight. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I hear a lot. You know, I hear a lot of rumors, but of course, I also bring a lot of facts to the show. But there is a rumor going around that that could happen. She could move on her own. I'm hearing she's going to leave Dom in the lurch, and then you got Finn Balor, who talks like he got marbles in his mouth, and then you got Damian Priest. He can, you know, if they lose Rhea, they're done. So
Dom needs Rhea. The Judgment Day is not the judge. I took the Judgment Day in Survivor Series. I thought they were going to get a push. They got the titles, but they're always the lap dogs in everything of the feud. They always get the raw end of the stick. You know, I thought they would have did something in the Survivor Series and won. They are the tag team champs, but they probably will break up. But maybe Drew McIntyre becomes the leader and just takes over.
Well, Drew don't want no part of that.
Never say
well, there's another guy that they don't know what to do with. He's at the crossroads, too. I know you're high on him, Bubba, and maybe Smoking Jim is, too, because we'll get his comment on it, but Drew's another one that's kind of getting lost in the shuffle here. Not like Keith Lee, but he's kind of getting lost in the shuffle here. You know, you think of Roman Reigns, even part-time Roman Reigns is more popular than Drew McIntyre. But McIntyre, they don't know what to do with. McIntyre's kind of going like the Braun Strowman road. You don't know what to do with the guy, and he kind of just fluctuates in and out. One day he's apologizing, next day he's headbutting and, you know, getting his head, cut like a hockey puck flew on a, PPG there. But I don't understand the whole McIntyre thing.
Well, Mark, here's another one. Like Bubba said, How about L.A. Knight? They don't know what to do with L.A. Knight now after he fought Roman Reigns. They have no
clue
what to do with him.
They do, Ralph. He's a Slim Jim spokesman now.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Slap it to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. You know?
Terrible,
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have had a match.
He should have. He should have been involved in this. Roman Reigns should have been involved. We were talking earlier about how Endeavor is just angry about this contract that Roman Reigns has. They want people to work. They don't want people to sit and collect money. They want part-time champs. They want people who are going to work. And it's interesting that, you know, to see Logan Paul coming back on Friday and really sad to hear about Rey Mysterio. I mean, he may be done. I mean, you know, and then, Mark, I don't know if you heard earlier, I mentioned about Asuka was involved in a bad car accident. They don't know her status yet.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we got a lot of folks on the shelf here. We got a lot of ham and eggers sitting around doing nothing and that they don't know what to do with, and here we are. You know, that's the nature of the beast in this business, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, 9 minutes left in the show. Where do you want to go with it, guys? There's a lot to talk about, whether it's college. I know it's Wrestle Talk. We always give the last few minutes of the shows to NFL and everything.
Like,
the Steelers, are they charging people to come into Pittsburgh? Because they're going to whack those Redbirds all over the place.
They're going to score 30.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
This is going to be an ugly game.
Well, we'll see how ugly it becomes. You know how the Steelers are sometimes, Mark. They, they always lose.
Let me tell you something. In Smoke and Jim and you, Ralph, and Bubba, these next two games, if they don't smack Arizona and New England around in a short week, because they'll get New England there 4 days later, this team doesn't deserve to be in the playoffs. You've got to take advantage of these guys.
No, they do not.
They got to jump on the Cardinals, and they got to jump on the Patriots these next 2 weeks.
Well,
yeah,
Patrick's back,
and they got Seattle. They got Indianapolis. They got another game against Cincinnati, and they got
Baltimore to close it out. That could be for the division.
Yeah,
that definitely could be for the division. But the big ripoff yesterday in Music City, Nashville, with the Penguins. They got totally ripped off in that game. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to wonder if those guys were given free passes to go see Carrie Underwood or something because they ripped off the Penguins.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, I know if we don't talk about it right now, we could talk about it Friday on the External Bum. How about these college coaches getting fired and moving around and all that? You got Mike Elko now down at Texas A&M, and then you got you know, you got some of these coaches that are just all going all over the place and getting fired and all. And Dana Hogerson is available now. He got fired from Houston. You know, I heard he spent too much time in a bar. You know, that's why he got fired. So, I mean, you know, that's why he got fired from West Virginia, because he's too much time at the casino bar. I never heard in my life of a head coach of a football team banned from the state's casinos. Of every one of the casinos in West Virginia, he was banned from there because he drank too much at the bars and caused problems. So there you are. So.
Wow.
Yeah. You got a lot of guys, and I'm going to say this like Tomlin, guys that have gotten, you know, recently got fired in college football. It's just amazing how many of these colleges have fired some of these people. And then, you know, Pitt firing Frank Cignetti. I saw that coming, but, you know, again, he tried to cover it up. Mike Tomlin tried to cover it up, but they were involved in the decision. Neither one of them were involved in those decisions, guys. I know for a fact. I did some checking. I found out. I sent a video to, a podcast video to Smoke and Jim confirming that Mike Tomlin did not make that decision. Ed Buschek came on a podcast he was on with I can't remember who. Oh, he was on a podcast with Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette. And Ed Buschek used to work for the Post-Gazette and cover the Steelers. And he said point blank, Art Rooney II made that call. Because, and Mike Tomlin lied.
It.
He came on. came on and said that he was involved in the decision. He was not. Pat Narduzzi came on and said he was involved in the decision. He was not. I reached out to a couple guys I know that are part of the alum. I'm talking about the big part of the alum. And they said that they went, them and several members of the alum and donors went and banged on Heather Light's door until they knocked it off, called her up on the phone, sent her emails, really got on her, and she went to Pat Narduzzi and said, I want him fired. And that was Sunday after the Duke game, and he wasn't supposed to fire or make any changes with his coaching staff until the beginning of the year. So there we are, guys.
The only Cignetti was his dad at IUP up here where I'm from, who was a heck of a head coach. I mean, the kid just, you know, kept the laurels of his dad, but his dad was a better coach, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, and his brother Kurt wasn't bad either, Bubba. His brother Kurt coached around town, too, I think, at a couple
yeah.
of different places. One of some of them. I think he coached at Slip or something. He did pretty good there. I mean, you know, so... But Frank, I don't know what's happened to him. I know his dad passed away last year.
Yeah.
So I understand that, but I don't know what happened to him. I know his offense is boring. And if you read the papers today, and, I'm trying to get Carl Ludwig on from the Pittsburgh Sports Now for Tuesday. A whole bunch of defensive players are all defecting. Because they think Charlie Partridge is going to leave for Florida, and he said today he wasn't leaving for Florida. So it's a big mess in college football and the pros and stuff right now. You got Frank Wright got fired down in Carolina. I can't figure out how in the world he only won one game with that coaching staff. He has Deuce Staley. He has who's the other ones? He had Jimmy Caldwell. He had Vic Fangio. He's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. I just don't get it. I really don't get what happened down there. And Dave Tepper now has to fork out $70 million for two coaches. I don't know.
I sit at home, too.
Oh, I
yeah,
would.
That's absolutely crazy.
No, Bubba. I got a good one for you guys, you and Smoke and Jim. How about hire
two,
Frank
2 minutes
Wright,
and 30
and
seconds.
And you have to pay him.
Yeah. As the time, running, man, this show goes by quick.
Man,
we've hit well over 500, guys.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, America.
515.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and also, real quick, it looks good without Matt Canada. Pittsburgh's probably going to go 5 out of 6. And the guy who said something about Dallas Cowboys, Dallas is soft, team that they got to beat is the 49ers. The 49ers are going to beat the Eagles this week. That's what I got to say.
Okay, here, real fast, as we start to wrap up this show, we'll start out with you, Bubba. Give me a sure shot. Don't be surprised.
I just said it right there. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers are definitely going to win because that's the way I always pick. 49ers beating the Eagles.
Smoking Jim?
Mark, I just want you to tell me why Alabama's going to beat Georgia. I want to make some money, brother.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, the streak's got to snap. I mean, look at Texas is sitting on the outside looking in. Oregon's sitting on the outside looking in. If this was a playoff system, these teams would knock off one of those teams. The committee, I call it the relic, the NCAA, it's guys that haven't played football to be part of that committee, I guess. But these clowns don't know what's up, and one of these teams can knock them out. They're going to figure out a way to put Ohio State back in this thing. I'm telling you, man. You watch. They'll figure out a way to put them in and get them into the realm of things. But I like Alabama. I like Nick Saban. I think they're going to snap the streak. Nobody's beating Michigan. Michigan's going to win it. They know how to run the ball down your throat, and they play very physical. Michigan will win the whole thing. But my sure shot, real fast, the Redbirds are going to be run right out of Pittsburgh. This is going to be a blowout, and don't be surprised if Alabama beats Georgia. Smoking Jim, what's your thing as you're going to put money down on Alabama?
Well, I already got heavy money on the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Bubba.
That's okay. That's okay, Smoking Jim.
Maybe Lance is going to sleep at the bar and just continue into tomorrow night and watch the Seahawks and the Cowboys. Ralph, real fast, what's your sure shot, and how can people get a hold of you?
Well, my sure shot is we have two coaches in this town that lied. And guess what? Nobody hauls them to the carpet for lying. That's my sure shot. Okay? Both Pat Narduzzi and mediocre Mike Tomlin have lied. All right. They get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm also on Twitter, X. And also I have a YouTube channel, and I wish I could get more subscribers. I'm only up to 123 right now. And I was hoping.
Don't worry. God's got a plan. It'll get going little by little.
I don't know.
You got to walk before you run.
But anyway.
It'll get there. Hey, Bubba,
anyway,
real fast, how can people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me on YouTube, and tonight at 9 o'clock I got the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty Show. We're going to talk Pittsburgh Steelers football, and you can catch me on Facebook.
Smoking Jim?
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Capitals, Kings tonight. I hope the Capitals get their asses kicked right out of crypto. I can't stand them. Love my Penguins. You can catch me all over the place. We're back next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Thanks for making a part. Boy, you follow us all over the place. It's amazing. Friday morning, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific, the Eternal Bum. Till then, have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for making us what we are today, number one. God bless and stay safe.